Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You've not heard of this yet?
No.
I guess it's something that's on Facebook. You would know more than I do. You're on Facebook more.
I know. I haven't seen this one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess it was trending, or at least that's what they say. A lot of times when people say this thing's trending, yeah, I don't buy it. I think it might be trending with like 10 people.
So what is it again?
It's your past five jobs. Five jobs that you held early in life and now where you sit in life. All right, let's just say that you're a lawyer or a doctor or even a boss on a construction site somewhere, whatever the job is. A renowned chef or something, that people will be impressed by the first five jobs you've ever had in life. It puts you in a different light to a person who finds that out about you. And I don't know what that means, actually. I don't know if that means that they see that you're humble, you're a different kind of person than what they perceived you as. I don't know.
You know, it's weird is I'm trying to think. I've only had four jobs before I started radio.
Four?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing else. Now we're talking about.
Unless like, because you know, I was promotion director before, but I was also
that doesn't count.
But I was also on the radio. Yeah,
that doesn't
count. I've only had four prior.
Prior to what you've been doing today, all right, let's say a doctor. Okay. Yeah. Prior to that, did you deliver Domino's pizza at one time?
I wrote my four.
Let's do them. Okay. All right, now here's what you're supposed to do. And you can give us some stuff on Textnado if you want to at 51059. You're supposed, now, right now,
and
the
this
way
is
you.
Where you get official paycheck, right? Is that what you're saying?
Official paycheck.
Like not babysitting or anything like that.
Hey, Sean, can you write down yours? Shabadil, have you had five jobs?
This is actually my third job.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because I guess if I add babysitting, I've had five jobs. But do you mean an official paycheck where they take out stuff? And
official paycheck.
Okay.
With a check stub.
So not babysitting.
You paid Social Security things of that nature. Sean, can you write down your five?
Yes.
Oh, okay, and we'll come back to you in a few.
Sean's is far more interesting.
All right, now, it may work and it may not work. Here's what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
As a listener, you perceive Jamie and I and Sean in a light right now. You have this certain perception of us and who we are and what we are all about, okay? The jobs that we're supposed to read to you right now that we actually had in life is going to change that perception of us. You're going to look at us, and this is the way it's supposed to go. It may not go this way, but it's supposed to go in a very endearing way.
Oh, okay.
Like, my goodness, I've always pictured you as being that highfalutin person with that big mansion down on the hill talking about all the great things in your life. I didn't know you used to do that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see
it. It makes you a real person.
Like a real person. Okay, yeah.
All right, so you want to go first, or do we save you to last?
No, I think Sean will be the most interesting.
All right, look. Okay, let's save Sean the last.
I don't know why. I feel like he will. I already know, like, you were Waffle House.
Yeah, it's
guy.
On my list. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
we've
like,
talked about
I
it
feel
the
like
past.
I know yours pretty much. I
yeah,
feel
but
like,
maybe some other people don't. Okay. All right, so on Textnado.
I feel like you know mine.
All right, let's do this. On Textnado at 51059, when you hear these five jobs from the three of us, which perception of which person changed the most?
Oh, okay.
Is that worth it?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I got it.
Is it Jamie? Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that, Jamie. Oh, BJ. Really? You're that guy? Or Sean? Oh, Sean. Wow. You've come places in life.
Well, I'm going to change mine to, like, I was a volunteer at the nursing home.
No. You can't lie. That right there just shows what kind of person you are. You've already lost. You just lost by saying that.
Endearing. Wow. You know what, though? There is something to be said about that when you find out somebody, like, you know, I had a friend and she did go overseas and she was a missionary.
Yeah.
She's a whore now. I never saw that.
Really?
Yeah. She was a missionary overseas and now she's like, ha, 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 all over the place. It's crazy.
So she's a whore with a good heart.
Yes. Is that crazy?
Well, that's a great person.
I know.
Right?
But I was like, wait, what? You were over in Peru as a missionary?
That's a good-hearted whore.
I know.
All right, so
it's a good-hearted
I'll give
whore.
You an example, too. Jamie just gave you an example. I guess there's this guy on ESPN, and his name is Stephen A. Smith. Okay. I think he's kind of a loudmouth guy, you know? I don't know. That's what they're saying in this article. Here's his five jobs, and I'll just quickly go through this. Sanitation worker. Okay, that's pretty humble.
Yeah,
okay, you're
humble.
Picking up trash. Yeah, mm-hmm. All right? Putting tar on roofs. So he's a roofer.
Okay.
Just handyman, you know? Okay. Counselor for the Salvation Army.
Oh, see, that's nice. Yeah. I bet he lied about that one.
Could be. Loading and unloading 18-wheelers. They don't say what. Could
that's
be drugs.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Then he handled paperwork for insurance claims, and he got into TV, became an ESPN analyst.
Okay, so that he's very well rounded.
Yeah. But that tells me something different about him. Yeah. When I see him on TV now, I'm going to be like, wow, that guy used to be on the back of a garbage truck.
Yeah, and a hard worker with unloading trucks.
Right, you first then.
Okay. All right. So I was a lifeguard, WSI.
Was that an actual paycheck?
Yes.
Or volunteer?
No, God, you don't volunteer to be a lifeguard.
I'm just asking. You don't have to get so testy about it.
I rode my bike because I didn't have my driver's license.
Right.
I rode my bike into Heron, Illinois every morning at freaking 6 a.m. and gave little kids swim lessons.
She saved lives.
I did save. Okay. I did, too. I saved two lives.
You saved two lives.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, there you go. All right. Yeah. That right there may get you the points you need that people vote for you. 51059.
You what saw perception me save, changes? What's her name's life at the Cayman Islands?
You did.
Remember when she was too drunk and I brought her back into shore?
Yeah, drunk Lucy. She fell into the ocean. Yeah. Jamie saved her.
I did.
Yeah, she did. No, that's the truth,
that
too.
That is the truth. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so.
And then she got out in shore and she's like, I wasn't even drowning.
This is going to take forever if you have a story with every single job you've had. We don't have all that.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. WSI. All right. Water Lifeguard.
There you go.
Okay.
Water Lifeguard. Okay. And again, it's to change the perception of how you have us right now in your head.
I was a dispatcher for a wrecker service. So I get a phone. I get a phone call first from the Illinois Police Department, and they'd say we need a wrecker on 57, and then I have a little button that you.
What? Yeah. That's like saving lives again.
I did, and then I pushed the button.
But
I'd
you're
be
calling.
Like, I'd be like, we need truck number 4 to get over to I-57 in Bellevue.
How much you get paid for that?
I don't know, minimum wage.
How old were you?
15.
Really? Yeah. You're the pager, the dispatcher. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It was kind of a cool job.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. That changes my perception of you.
That dispatched wrecker.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of a radio job early.
It kind of was, yeah. Like 15. I need truck number 4 to get over to I-57.
All right, next on your list.
You're really good at it.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it was all right, like, I'm not allowed to tell stories.
We don't have all day.
Then I went and worked for this lovely, lovely family that owns Wick's clothing store, and I sold clothes. Yeah.
Were you good at it?
Well, it wasn't really. No, it wasn't.
Because I could see you putting your opinion in the clothes sales.
No.
Like somebody would walk in and say, oh, man, I love that dress. Give me that dress. Let me try it on. You'd be like, really? You want to buy that?
Well, it was at the mall, so it was really more about like, oh my God, like kind of standing towards the window and seeing who walked by. Oh my God. I didn't really help anybody.
Yeah, you were
and
there.
I was just there to pick up boys. Yeah. You know,
you wanted to be the window dressing.
Yeah. Oh, I did get to do that once. Boy, did I make that mannequin look like hell. No, but you know, it was the mall. I'm 16 at this point now. I'm at the mall. Oh my God.
But I think if I'm doing a perception thing with you, your story you just told kills the saving lives.
Oh, sorry,
story.
Sorry. I was just about
because now I know you're there
to
just to get hookups.
I was going to the food court.
All right, so.
And then I had a humongous sea, a big shiny sea, and a white coat after that when I was 17. Guess what that is? All right, white coat and a big shiny sea, but a lab coat and a shiny
lab
sea.
Coat. Mm-hmm. You worked in.
Here, I'll give you a hint. DDML.
DDML?
Yeah. Anybody?
What would that be? DDML.
Dramatically different moisturizing lotion. That's right. I sold Clinique. I sold
Clinique.
I had a lab coat and a big giant C on my chest.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Did you get freebies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You put that old lady in your chair and you just put spackle all over. I didn't. Oh, I put makeup on all of these people. They walked out of the Clinique looking like a whore.
My perception of you has not changed at all since you've been telling these stories.
Just saying. I mean,
it did early with the life saving. Yeah. But boy. Looked like a whore.
I'm saying. All right,
here's mine.
Okay.
All right, my five, and I'll go through them quickly.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. Let's see. I worked for the school. I was only like 15 years old, but I got a paycheck for it. I worked during the summers at the school. We had to paint, so it was kind of maintenance. We had to paint football bleachers.
Well, look
and
at
do
you.
Maintenance all around the school, but it was paid by the county.
Right.
So I was a county employee at 15 years old, and all we did was maintenance work around the school. Second of all, I worked at a Pepsi-Cola bottling plant.
What'd you do?
I was in the bottle line where you would stack up on
like
pallets.
Like Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was like that.
Cool.
Yeah, I was
that
like Laverne
cool.
and Shirley. I worked at a bottling company, and I was on the line where the Coca-Cola or Pepsi, I'm sorry, Pepsi came through, and you had to stack them up, okay?
Whoa.
Then they gave me a promotion, and I became a truck loader.
Now, I just told you that's hard work, so that I have respect for that.
Yeah, I worked hard,
what
guys.
Happened?
I busted my butt, but it was good money.
Yeah.
I was making like $15, $18 an hour then.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, I was rich.
Hey.
Rich. Okay. Yeah, that was for Pepsi. I also did, I worked at a nuclear plant.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I was construction, they call
a
helper.
Okay, Homer.
No. I
look,
worked.
Homer Simpson.
They hired me as construction's helper. You got the old hard hat and everything. Oh. And they were building a nuclear plant down in Hartsville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they hired me as part of the construction.
Whoa.
Now, it never got built because the government, I guess, stopped all funding. They got rid of nuclear plants, right?
Yeah, but
and that was the time.
But
that
you don't know how to do construction. How'd you do construction?
All I had to do was hand them a hammer or a nail, and I'd just make runs to the shack to get supplies. That's all I did.
All right.
I was a helper.
A helper. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know how to build a reactor. Yeah. You know, I didn't know any of that crap. I didn't care. But that's what I did. Manual labor again. Though.
Yes.
You don't know who I am.
I don't.
Then I became a gas station attendant. I pumped gas for a living.
Whoa.
Yeah, I called myself a petroleum transfer engineer.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yep. Yeah, that's when I started to get that attitude that you heard just there.
Yeah.
I had to come up with a better name than just pumping gas. Right,
right. Petroleum transfer engineer.
That was me.
Wow.
And then I went to the highlight of my life.
I know.
I became a head chef at a Waffle House.
Yep. Because they have chefs at Waffle House.
Yep. Sparta Road, Tennessee. Cookeville, Tennessee.
Where did you go to culinary school?
Well, I didn't. I learned on the job.
But how'd you become a chef if you didn't go to...
It's a thing of waffle batter. You throw it in a machine and let it cook. It wasn't that hard, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. And tell us... I forgot. You told me the most fascinating story about your waffle batter once.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that was the greatest story I've ever heard about your waffle batter. But I can't remember it now. It was so fascinating.
Well, you just take one of those, those big...
I know what it was. I asked you, unfortunately, how do you get the pancakes so perfectly circled every time? Because I made pancakes and they're always different.
Yeah.
And then told me a really long-ass story about waffle batter.
Well, let me tell you one more time. You put the waffle batter in the waffle maker, and what they don't see is because you got your back to the people that are sitting at the counter, you take this knife and you run around the edges of the waffle machine, which clips off all so it comes out looking beautiful.
Right.
And really, it was an overflow mess when it started.
Right.
But you come out looking like just a chef of a lifetime.
Right.
And it's brilliant work.
See, I remember it.
That's what I did. All right, let's go to Sean.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, the top five jobs quickly here.
Okay, very first job was a busboy at a truck stop restaurant.
Oh, truck stop worker.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
winning.
Mom waited tables, and so she got me a job as the busboy.
Whoa, it's a mom and son job?
Oh, yeah.
She's the waitress, and you're the busboy?
Yeah, she'd bring the food. I'd clean up the mess.
That's like a horrible movie I've seen.
That's bonding.
It was
that's
endearing.
Bonding.
Yeah, it brought us together. And then my second job was I was a sticker screen printer stacker. So I was the guy who sat at the end of the drying rack, and then the guys would make the bumper stickers and send them down the rack, and I would take them off the dryer and stack them one at a time.
You stacked stickers?
I did. I stacked them nice, clean,
sticker
stacks.
Yeah.
Yep. Sticker stacker.
Sticker stacker.
Yep, that took a lot of concentration there at the screen printing shop.
Wow.
And then my second job was I worked door-to-door salesman. My third job was a door-to-door salesman for knockoff perfumes.
Oh,
so
my God.
I would
counterfeit stuff
door-to-door and sell, counterfeit Dracar Noir.
Let me guess, you were working for your dad at that point. Because he's into the counterfeit crap.
My dad may have been the owner of the company.
Yes.
It was called Somewhat Sense.
Yeah, his dad, Sean's dad's a shyster.
Yeah.
He
went to prison.
Yeah. He likes to work in stuff that's illegal.
I forgot. What did he go to prison for?
Fraud.
Fraud. So you got the fraud business for a while.
Early. I did that for a whole summer. Sold perfume door to door. Made quite a bit of money, actually. Knock off. I'd go in, hey, would you like a little Liz Taylor's white diamonds? It's not the real thing, but it smells just as good.
I know he did. This is not a lie, because no man should know Liz Taylor white diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had them all. I had white diamonds. I had Eternity. I had the Dracar Noir.
Did the bottle say Liz Taylor? Did they say like Lucy Taylor?
No, it would just say like Taylor.
You know what I mean? That's easy.
Exactly.
There's so many Taylors.
It's made with the exact same components, and so it smells the same. It smells
so good on you right now.
This stuff smells so good, people are going to be asking you for dates.
That was your line?
That was one of my lines.
Oh, wow, that's a good one. Thanks, I like that one.
Still remember that, huh?
My fourth job was I worked in the back of a kitchen as a dishwasher at an IHOP.
Yeah.
I wasn't the chef.
Yeah, that's but that's okay.
Very important.
No, but it's funny how like it repeats itself because it's kind of like you're still washing the dishes and then he's the head chef.
Yeah, I'm the head chef. Yeah. You're washing dishes.
I'm still in the back. Wearing a plastic apron.
Right.
It's kind of, I get what you're saying. It's history repeats itself.
My shoes are wet.
Parallel.
Yeah, totally.
Later in life.
That's what it is.
It's a parallel.
Yep. And then my fifth job was I dumped trash at South Suburban.
Wow.
I went right into dumping trash.
Wait a minute. Most people start with the trash thing.
Yeah, no, that was my...
The last job is better.
Job before this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trash.
All right. So perception wise, Jamie, BJ, or Sean, anything change anywhere, you know, with those stories? 50059. Let's see what happens here.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.